Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Dave Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Back for another weekend overview of what's going on in the world of popular medicine. When I say popular, I don't mean it because it's like on the hit parade. I mean popular stories about important diseases or things that need to be treated or attended to. This is sort of consumer news from the doctor's point of view. Dr. Ken Kronos is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with this week's overview of what's been published in a lot of the medical literature. Ken interpreting it, trying to help you understand what the information can do to help you through maybe a problem that you have. And you can do that readily with Ken at any time by going to Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic down in Florida. He is reachable by dialing 352-735-1400. That's the appointment line, 735-1400. For those of you who are in Central Florida, you know the area code 352. But in case you don't and you're from elsewhere around the country, you want to do a telemedicine hookup, a Zoom hookup with Ken, you can do that. 352-735-1400. And also a reminder about what we do when it comes to questions for Dr. Ken. One of the sources is you with your questions. So anytime, 24/7 through the week, 855-999-3684. You have a question for Ken as you're listening to this program. You can just call it in. It'll be captured by the audio device, and then we'll have it for play or at least reference when we next meet. 855-999-3684. This week, as was the case with our conversation last week on Good Day Health, we spent a lot of time talking about dementia and Alzheimer's disease and that sort of thing. And there are some other things, Ken, this week that deserve some attention, a couple of different items, including a focus on what smoking does to your brain. Like, this shouldn't, it seems to me this is, that ought to be common sense, but I guess maybe it's not. So how is the smoking that people pursue, how does that connect to Alzheimer's?
Well, Doug, I think there's just another good reason to give up the cigarettes, because when we think about cigarettes, we usually think about its effect on the lungs or the heart, right? And we don't really think that much about the effects of cigarette smoking on the brain. Well, these researchers published this week in Biological Psychiatry Global Open Sciences a study out of Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis, excellent medical school. And what they did was they set out to examine why smokers are at higher risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. And what they found was that smoking actually shrinks the brain. So wow. If you didn't have enough reasons to not smoke cigarettes, here's another one. It shrinks the brain, leads to Alzheimer's and dementia. Not only all the havoc we know it does to the lungs and the heart.
Well, the thing about the smoke, what it does outwardly, you can always tell somebody who smoked by looking at their teeth, looking at their face, never mind smelling, if they still are smokers, but the way their skin looks. I was in a Home Depot last night, and there was a lady who waited on me who had obviously been a big smoker. Her teeth and her face, all of it, everything, you know, you can't help but think this woman has, maybe she stopped, hopefully she has, but people that start smoking early and smoke all their lives, yep, you're at a real serious risk of developing Alzheimer's. Also on that front, there is a study, it looks like, connecting brothers and sisters who have dementia to those or Alzheimer's. So does this run in the family? Is that kind of what this is saying?
Well, what this study, I think the one that you're referring to, published this week in Alzheimer's and Dementia, Doug, deals with a twin study. This is a way to look at what is genetic and what is environment, because when you do these identical twin studies, they're fascinating because this is the rare uniqueness of human beings who have identical genes, and then you can tell what effect of their outcomes are due to genetics and what effect of their outcomes are due to the environment. So this was a study involving twins, and it suggests that you have, if you have a sibling who develops dementia, that might not be a very good thing for you in terms of predicting your lifespan. So, and it's true even if you yourself don't develop dementia. So the upshot here is if you have a sibling, a brother or a sister, who develops dementia, it seems like your lifespan is at high risk for shortening, and you may want to even be more and more aware of a healthy lifestyle.
Careful.
And this is true even if you yourself don't develop dementia. So your siblings predict a lot about your future.
Mm-hmm. All right. I also saw, because you alerted me and all of us to this last week on Good Day Health, this business, all of the focus on dementia and Alzheimer's, because there was a meeting going on. I saw something this week about how electrical brain stimulation improves the process, the mental process, for people who have Alzheimer's. Twice daily current stimulation. And all I could think of was the old days when they used to use electrical shock therapy for people who were psychotic. This, of course, is not that, but I wonder how, I know you use electrical shock to get hearts going again, so does this make sense?
Well, electrical shock therapy is used for in severe depression, which does not respond to medication. Mm-hmm. And there it is a somewhat helpful. Fullness. I think using it, what you're talking about, brain stimulation and Alzheimer's disease, this is an area of research. Just pilot studies have been done. That means initial small studies with some promising effects, but you're not going to yet see this on the corner doctor's office yet.
You're not going to go and get a shot.
And it was published in Frontiers in Psychiatry. And I think the operative word, Doug, here is frontier.
Frontier, right. You know, one of the other things we tend to think when we're looking at these things and the reviews that come from mostly American medical journals, but the things that we talk about, like Alzheimer's is not limited to America. There are people all around the world that are having problems. China has a huge problem with Alzheimer's. And so you look at the things that we think are unique to us here, and they aren't at all. Would you say most of the things that are on the front page, i.e. cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, those are pretty much standard problems all around the world?
Aren't we all human beings? I think the only things that vary are the infectious agents, because those are somewhat specific to localizations, locales around the world. But we're all human. We all have the same frailty, and we all suffer the same illnesses.
All right. In a moment, when we continue, I want to talk about eating oily fish and how that might help your brain, as well as other things that we know about. This is more underscoring of how good eating fish, oily fish, is, and maybe supplementation as well. We'll continue. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to loosen up a little bit, how to lighten the load. As we approach the end of the year, people are thinking, wow, what a busy year this has been. I need a couple of days off, or I need a week off, or I want to go someplace special. I want to go someplace where I can have fun, where the pavement never sleeps, as I think Frank Sinatra sang about New York. Well, the same thing is true and can be said about Las Vegas. So if you are looking for availability and you're having a hard time finding it, I got just the ticket for you. 800-419-3684. Take a 3-day, 2-night trip or longer if you want. You can arrange that with 541 Travel. But you got to get started by calling them. Operators, as they say in radio, are standing by. 800, maybe they're sitting down. I don't think they're standing, but they're there. 800-419-3684. So call that number. Quiz the operator about what the opportunity is, even for tickets to a Las Vegas show. Just call it. So win a trip. 800-419-3684. Just call and win. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So I made a reference to eating oily fish and the brain benefits, and you're a cardiologist, and we've talked about this a lot, how beneficial it is for your heart health. And one of the things that you say to me when you check my thoracic cavity every year is I don't have any plaque. And I think we've kind of focused in on the amount of oil, fish oil, that I take every day. So how about the brain? I guess I'd ask for both. The heart disease, eating the fish affects the heart. Doesn't it affect the brain too?
It's all plumbing, but let me tell you what's out in the medical journals this week, Doug, about oily fish, because oily fish is something that you've had your mind on for a while. And in the medical journal Circulation, which is one of our Bible journals in mainstream cardiology, we learned that folks with a family history of heart disease might benefit from eating more oily fish. Fish like salmon, mackerel, herring, and sardines. So let me do that again. You know, what is an oily fish? The best examples are salmon, mackerel, herring, and sardines. Oily fish, it contains high levels of omega-3 fatty acids, Doug, which cannot be produced by the body and must be obtained from the diet. People's risk of heart disease increases by more than 40% if they have low levels of omega-3 fatty acid plus a family history of heart problems. However, if a person has adequate level of omega-3 fatty acids, their family heart history increases their risk by just 25%.
I think that anybody who thinks it true could understand. I'm convinced that fish is good for everything. Oily fish and fish supplementation, the tuna oil, all that stuff is good for your brain as well. Meanwhile, we continue on. Dr. Ken, in a matter of moments, we have another heart-related issue to discuss right after this.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We have Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Maduro, Florida, one of the country's foremost cardiologists, but he's also really good at talking about what else is going on in the body. Thus, we talk about all of these studies and how they relate to you. He learns from them. You can learn from him. But I thought we'd stay in the heart realm for a moment, Ken, because I see that there's an interesting correlation between couples who have high blood pressure. Is it, you're talking about women who have their cycles when they all get together. Are people that are men and women, or just couples in general, do they get high blood pressure by being around somebody else who's got high blood pressure?
Well, it's not contagious, but this is an observation out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, a good publication, and I think we do believe that many people who are coupled up in heterosexual couples or whatever couples you are coupled up with, when you stay together for years, you start to resemble each other. You speak the same way. You adopt similar habits. And this new research from the American Heart Association reveals that many spouses or partners, this was a heterosexual relationship study, also may have a dangerous health problem in common, that's high blood pressure. And I think the reason why they found that in this study, that heterosexual couples together for a long time develop high blood pressure together, has a lot to do with their environment, their diet, their exercise, their mental stress, their sleep. All of these lifestyle issues affect our blood pressure dramatically. And when you're living with somebody for a long time, your sleep, your mental stress, your salt intake, your diet, your exercise, how obese you are, you start to resemble each other all too well.
Wow. All right, let's talk about heart attacks. We have several times during the year in which the number of heart attacks, the number of people that you would treat in your clinic and have to follow in the hospitals down there, the holidays are upon us, partying, eating, maybe not getting enough sleep. What are all of the things combined that would spell danger for people who have heart problems to begin with? What about the holidays and the impact on one's heart?
Well, there actually is an entity that cardiologists call Holiday Heart. And we often see this often right after Christmas and very often right after New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. And this is when people who are not accustomed to drinking much alcohol drink excessively. Mm-hmm. And they come in with atrial fibrillation into the ER, and this happens all too often. And so you really have to be prudent. You know, you just have fun, but don't go to extremes, and just watch the alcohol and enjoy yourself, but don't overdo it.
Yep. All right. A lot of people are wondering what this flu is that's floating around. I want to talk when we continue. The question comes on the COVID, the realities of what's out there, the flus. I was with somebody last night who had, I had a little bit of a bout of it for a day. This guy's had it for 4 days, and he thinks that he was as sick as he's ever been. I've heard that from a lot of people, sicker than they ever were with COVID. And so what happens when you get sick? Do you automatically reach for a COVID test? And what does that tell you? So we'll get into all of that. Lots of things to come. Another half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. So give yourself some time to listen and learn. Here on Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks follow a recent comment to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's indiscriminate bombing and noted a decline in global support for Israel. The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. Senators are set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Originally slated for a holiday recess at the end of this week, lawmakers have opted to remain in town to advance negotiations and reach a deal before the year's end. The date for demolition has been set for the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour. You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
34 after the hour now with a doc. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, I play a doctor on the radio sometimes just for fun. But Ken's very serious about the work that he does. So I asked a question about COVID testing. They're still available free, and there are numbers of them around. But again, back to the holiday season and whether or not there's a potential for more cases this winter. There are four different COVID-19 tests that are free online. I don't know, how do you do something online? It's the website, by the way, is covidtest.gov. But how do you do that? Because don't you have to stick something in your mouth? What are you going to do online with that? You're not going to stick the computer in your mouth. So Doug, what happens?
Doug, the reason why you feel so challenged by all of these respiratory infections this winter is because I came up with 8 symptoms. I tried to do this. I anticipated your question. And I came up with 8 symptoms that overlap the 2023 flu and the current COVID-19 variant. Are you ready for this?
Yes,
let
please.
You know, And I'm not trying to ask for sympathy as a physician and my fellow physicians telling us how difficult all this is, but this is why anyone is challenged by this, and it's very hard without doing some testing to really figure it out. But are you ready? Here are, this is the current variant of COVID-19, not the 2021, the 2023 most common COVID variant, and the 2023 flu. I tried to come up with which are the symptoms that present with both illnesses, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to guess some of them, but I'll go through them, or you want me to do them?
I would say temperature is one of them. Yeah. Chills, yes. Feeling, right?
Yes.
Nausea,
yes.
Pooping a lot, that kind of stuff.
Two of your three were correct. Fever and okay. Chills is fever and chills. And chills are definitely one. The other, in both of these entities where there's overlap, symptoms are the same. Cough, fatigue, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose. I mean, who doesn't have that right now with the colds that are going around?
Yeah.
But is it
dry
flu?
Cough.
Is it COVID? Muscle pain or body aches? Headache, vomiting, or diarrhea. All of these symptoms are seen in both COVID-19, the current variant, and flu, the current strain. So if you're having trouble figuring it out, just think how hard it is for the rest of us. It's really tough. It's tough for doctors. And that's why testing is so important, to know what the diagnosis is.
Is the treatment the same? I had 103 degree. I was working on a tractor. It was a cold day. I was out in the cold, and I got chills, and I was really miserable. I went home. I took my temperature. It was 103, and I went right to bed. I slept for almost 12 hours. When I woke up the next morning, my temperature was 94, and I felt a little better. I did the radio program, and then I went back to bed. And it almost felt like mono to me. I said that, I think I said it to you, that I felt like I had an old version of Epstein-Barr because I had a cold sore. I just wanted to sleep.
Well,
but that only those symptoms. Yeah, it lasted a day and a half, 2 days.
That's how viruses present. They're all viruses.
Yeah, right. And where do they come from?
They hit you like a wallop suddenly.
Yeah. They really, and I don't, I don't get sick.
So where did that come from? Somebody else's upper respiratory tract that you get exposed to. They're
yeah, but where did they come from to begin with?
Some organism. They can't live alone. They live in viruses need somebody to live in, something animal, human to live in, and they move from organism to organism. They jump. And if you're the bad luck to be from their next jump, that's your bad luck.
14.5 million people have visited emergency rooms, the corner doctor store there, whatever they call them, FastMed, because they're just, they're worried they have COVID because we've gotten this psychosis about everything's COVID, am I going to die? And then, as Ken pointed out a few minutes ago, a lot of the symptoms are the same if you didn't get a flu shot this year. So what happens? That's a good question. I was talking to a friend of mine he had it, he got better, and he said, I guess I better go get a flu shot. I said to him, I don't think it'll do you any good now. You have immunity built up. Was I right or wrong?
Well, the question is, are we sure he had the flu? Was he diagnosed by...
He didn't have COVID. He tested for COVID. I don't know.
But did they test for the flu? You can test for the flu.
And no, really, I didn't get that out of the conversation.
Right. So you have to, if he had confirmed flu, then he's hopefully developing antibodies, and then it's too late. But
yeah,
the key is knowing the diagnosis. And you always want to ask the doctor, first question out of your mouth, patient, is, doctor, what's my diagnosis? Because once you know that, then you can treat specifically, and you're not doing what we call shotgun therapy, guessing. What I call a Chinese restaurant, one from column A, one from column B. So, doctor, what's my diagnosis?
All right. So, in that case, getting the vaccines and how they work, just to give people a heads up if you want to get the flu shot. This year, the flu shots seem to be more adept at attacking this year's flu or keeping you from getting this year's flu.
Okay, it's a better match. It's not a perfect match, but it's a better match than last year. And again, you don't get the flu shot to prevent the flu. You get the flu shot to prevent getting into the hospital. You get
making
the flu
serious.
Shot to prevent dying from the flu.
That was the COVID shot too, really, wasn't it? That's
the
idea behind it.
That's the COVID vaccine also. You don't get the COVID vaccine to prevent it. The same exact, to prevent hospitalization and death.
Most people don't get it. They think, oh, I got a flu shot, I won't get the flu. Or I got a COVID shot, I won't get COVID. Wrong. All right, next up on the Hit Parade. Well, you were talking about some of the signs. I wonder if you have a home remedy or two or three to relieve sore throats. People get sore throats as part of the flu, and we get colds with sore throats, and they lead to coughs. At least in my body they do. So I work hard to get rid of sore throats. With lemon juice and honey and tea, hot soup. Those are the home those are the best home remedies. What do you suggest?
Well, the key again is making sure you have the right diagnosis. If it's you want to make sure it's not a strep throat, because that does need to get specific treatment. Most sore throats are viral, and those just need symptomatic relief. I like high pulp orange juice. You mentioned hot tea and lemon, some hot soup. That does work. But keeping your throat moist with lozenges, hard candy, maybe that's a rare example when it's okay to take it, but gargling with warm salt water, ice chips, cold liquids, popsicles, numb the area. If it really, really gets bad and you can't swallow, you can't eat, you can't talk, this is when we occasionally give steroids, but we don't like to do that unless it's really severe.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your weight. The folks at Calitrin invite you to go to their website, toploss.com, and see all the reviews, thousands of them from people who have gone on the Calitrin program and enjoyed success. You understand the science of the product and what the ingredients are. All natural. You can take this product with any drug, and it's not going to have a counterbalance, shall we say. Calitrin's been around for 27 years, and they have grown and grown and grown because this product works. And right now, there are discounts that apply to their amazing 90-day overview. There's a meltdown of your body tissue that takes place when you're exercising and taking Calitrin. And so why not take advantage of that? Stock up. There are payment options that are explained at toploss.com. Get started today with a Calitrin Holiday Bundle. It's really there to help you burn the fat, build muscle, block the breakdown of carbs and sugars, and eliminate the buildup of colon waste through this eating season. We all go to parties, we gain 8 or 10 pounds, and we want to shake it, or we want to prevent it if we can. So that's why you go to toploss.com, see how it works. It'll be good for you. There are a lot of other products that are sold in a conjunctory way with the Calitrin. A product that will clean out your colon, get rid of the fat around your belly. Ask about that when you talk to someone. You can find a counselor, too, when you go to toploss.com. All right? So help yourself. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays from the folks at Calitrin. Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's their present to you. Find out all about it at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Back again with everybody's favorite doctor, Dr. Ken Kronos, here on Good Day Health. This is one of his faves. Loves to talk about marijuana and how unhealthy it is. So what's the latest guidance there, Ken?
Again, I don't publish these articles.
I know, you're the messenger.
I just report them.
Yep.
So
I know.
This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. You know, this is there's a couple of journals, one or two, that are really the hot news for the doctors. They read them to find out what's doing in the headlines, if you will, the breaking news in medicine. JAMA's one of them. And what we learned this week is that marijuana use, Doug, by expecting moms is associated with unhealthy pregnancy outcomes, especially low birth weight babies. Further, heavier weed use is associated with a higher risk for the pregnancy. So, mom, please don't use marijuana while you're pregnant, and even try to stay away from it for a while before you're going to get pregnant. But here is a clear study showing about the dangers of using marijuana while you're pregnant.
All right, be careful. Other things here, as we have time, the FDA has approved the first human gene editing therapy for sickle cell disease. What's that all about?
This is the future. The FDA this past week approved a new sickle cell disease treatment. It uses the CRISPR genome editing technology. CRISPR, you're going to hear a lot about this in the future. This is how we can actually go into your body and change your genes when there's clearly a defined genetic mutation that's causing the problem and we can correct it. This is really the future. It's amazing. So sickle cell disease, it's caused by a mutation in the hemoglobin. This is part of the red blood cell, a protein in the red blood cell that delivers oxygen to the body's tissue. The therapy delivers genes for gene modification. It alters the patient's blood stem cells to produce a gene-derived hemoglobin. When added to red blood cells, that hemoglobin lowers the risk of sickling. And this is really a breakthrough. In the past, we just had symptomatic treatment, and this affects a lot of African Americans.
A reminder to send your voice question to Dr. Ken Kronos by dialing 855-999-3684. Record your health question, and then either we'll play it on a future program, or we'll ask the question during our segment, Questions for Dr. Ken, which coincidentally comes up in just a few moments here on Good Day Health. It's now 10 minutes before the hour.
Sick. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Ken Kronhaus, if you're just joining us, this is Good Day Health. We have questions for Dr. Ken. You can call him in at 855-999-3684. Send them along to me, and I'll make sure that Ken gets a hold of them. And you can get a hold of Ken, by the way, at his clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology. Want an appointment? Want to discuss what's going on with your health and well-being? Questions that you need to have. There are all kinds of questions. He gets asked a lot of questions on the radio, and certainly questions in person at Lake Cardiology or on a Zoom call. Line it up by dialing 352-735-1400. That again, dial in number 352-735-1400. There is a question here about romantic relationships and how it is that one, this is a psychological thing, I suppose, as much as it is a medical thing, Ken. The warning signs that come, what are the warning signs of violence that may occur in romantic relationships?
Yeah, this is very interesting that we all need to know, because everybody's interested in either staying or getting into a romantic relationship. So this is news from Social Psychological and Personality Science Medical Journal this week, Doug. This is a new study that finds there are actually early behavioral warning signs. So listen up, everybody who's on the dating websites, or if you're thinking about love is lovelier the second time around. So there's warning signs from a partner that suggests the risk for violence is there. And the more signs a person sees in the partner, the higher the potential risk. So can we go over some of the warning signs in a partner uncovered by this study? You ready? There's three of them. We need some time. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, we have time. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
There's three. The first is a sense of arrogance or entitlement. The second is negative reactions when a person said no to something. And the third is discounting a partner's reasoning if they happen to disagree with something they said or did. So these are things everyone needs to think about. They're warning signs. And most people who are going to get violent show some of this. In this study, they did uncover that not everybody who got violent had any of these, but most who did have these, one or two or three of these. And the more of these you had, the more likely you were to show some violence in your relationship.
That's a pretty heavy thing.
Should we go over them again?
Let them be absorbed, and let's do it again next week. How about that? We'll go over it again next week.
Important. Everybody stay safe and happy, and love should be happy, and you should be safe in your love.
Very much so. All right, here's a question about something called vasculitis. This fellow had kind of a rare form of it, so he said it knocked out his vision, knocked out his hearing, knocked out his equilibrium. So what is vasculitis? Vascular disease, right? You're the circulation guy, the heart guy. Is vasculitis related to circulation?
Yeah, vasculitis, fortunately, is not that common. And I don't think we even talked about it very much in the past, have we, Doug?
No, that's why this question is good.
Vasculitis, it's an inflammation of the blood vessels. They may thicken and weaken, and the blood vessel walls actually just weaken. And sometimes the blood flow is restricted, you get organ damage, and it can affect any part of the body. And again, how it often can be treated. It's often treated with drugs that just tamp down the immune system. But this is an area that needs a lot more research. It's one of these areas of medicine that we don't really totally understand. And stay tuned in the next couple of decades. Hopefully we'll have a better understanding of this.
Well, there are a lot of other questions that come up, I think, and at least you point people in the right direction, which is what we're all about here. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology down in Florida. He's always talking about a number of things. You can tap into his knowledge very easily, and every week we have the ability for you to hear the Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com and also our downloads, which feature the highlights. Check it all out at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken and Doug here. 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.